The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us, or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Once again, we're bad friends. That's an off-the-air conversation. Petey's in the house.
Yeah.
Greg Morton has been pushed back till tomorrow, but he's actually at the Funny Bone tonight. He's flying in today from Canada, somewhere, probably Toronto is where he lives. So check him out, funnyboneomaha.com. One of the funniest, entertaining men you'll see on stage. The guy gives his all. And he's a great guest. He'll be here tomorrow.
I'm getting all kinds of different rules about Canadian content.
Well, it's radio content. It's, what, 75% Canadian rock and roll?
No, no. Let's see, 40%.
Yeah, we don't live there.
It's
got
to be 40%. Unless you're in Windsor, Ontario, or close to the American border, then it only has to be 20%.
You looked that up. You're not getting all that information by saying.
No, I looked it up.
You looked it up.
I was unclear myself.
When you say you're getting it, it always sounds like somebody's talking in your ear.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have that call.
Well, but I'm getting it.
You are getting it.
I'm getting it from.
How about I'm looking for it?
I'm getting it from Wikipedia.
All right.
I mean, I grew up close to Canada. I knew there was that rule. I knew there was a reason we heard lots of Anne Murray and Gordon Lightfoot.
In the morning.
And Chilliwack and who else?
Well,
April Wine.
Rush, April Wine, man.
A lot of Rush.
Triumph. Man, I love Triumph. Mr. Evans, Triumph should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, for Christ's sakes.
For me to poop on. Oh, not that Triumph.
No. not the insult dog, but he should actually introduce Triumph, the band.
Yeah, he could induct them.
For me, it's funny.
The poop on.
Who is Triumph? Is that
Schmeichel.
Schmeichel.
Robert Schmeichel.
Yeah. He's the best. He needs to come back more.
That was a Conan bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, it just became viral.
Originally?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our buddy Pete Lee is on Fallon again this week.
Friday night.
Yep, Friday night. Yep. So I'm getting fitted up for a new suit.
Yeah, like a maroon suit or something he was going to be wearing.
Ted the Sledge is 70 today. Ted Nugent.
Nuge is 70, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
The deadline to buy or make changes in health insurance on the Affordable Care Act's marketplace is almost here. The open enrollment period ends Saturday.
Yeah, people forgot, or the advertising was stopped by the toxic situation.
Hey, that's the word of the year.
Yeah, it is. That's why I used it there.
Hey.
I used it.
Wow.
As opposed to saying names anymore.
Nice callback.
Thank you.
Amazing. Great job. An Israeli startup says that they have made the world's first steak grown in a laboratory.
Yeah, I want it cut out of a side of a cow.
Yeah. I want mine slaughtered.
Is it better for you?
No, but it's not from
Cows farting in the air and killing people, right?
No cow farts.
Man, this is going to piss off ranchers,
And it doesn't have a face.
Oh, you're right. So, can vegans eat it?
That's a question.
Where do they get the DNA?
Well, it would have to come from...
from a cow.
Yeah,
but like, swab the cow's mouth?
Of course.
What's that feel like, pushing you to do
not...
that? Yeah. On the farm, you got to swab the cow's mouth?
No farm. Right. No cows.
We didn't do that.
So what were you swabbing?
Hoof and mouth disease?
Sheep.
No sheep.
Or did you just have the vet do that?
They swab, but not the mouth. It wasn't the mouth they were swabbing.
Or the vet would come out. Right.
They say this marks a breakthrough and a great leap forward in producing a cell-grown steak. They say the meat is thin, but clearly steak-like, and appears to be a big milestone toward eventually making ready-to-eat meat without slaughter.
Now, I saw a sign. I told you when I'm, you know, I know Todd was bragging earlier about being close to North Dakota there, to Canada. I mean, you know, when I was in South Dakota this weekend, the sign said, "Eat steak, wear fur, keep your guns." Homemade sign on a guy's farm. That guy's pissed at this story. He is freaking out when he hears this story. Now, he probably can't hear us. I don't think Z92 hadn't
heard. Or would.
Yeah. He probably didn't listen to the show much. But
no, I don't think he would hang long.
For this show. No. But, hey, if it helps the environment, you can still eat meat. And vegans can eat it. If their reason for not eating meat is because the animal has a face.
Or something like that.
Then, hey. Now, if it's for health reasons, it might be something different. But if it's just, I don't like to eat animals because they have faces.
Right. I don't want to kill anything.
I want to know the argument against that, then.
There
from some vegan lady.
One.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now, yeah. Would your daughter eat this steak? If she missed steak, she might not even miss it anymore. Oh, she's been a vegan for a long time,
yeah,
right?
I think she does.
She misses it?
From time to time.
Okay.
I don't know.
Would she eat this?
I don't know. I can't answer for her.
I know, but that's a great. If she ever hears this, when you talk to her next, ask that.
I don't know what the philosophy behind it, because she's vegetarian. She's not vegan.
Yeah, but she worked as a vet tech, and she felt bad about eating animals, right? Okay, so that means no face.
So you could theoretically have a ranch.
Of faceless sheep.
The size of this room.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't need thousands of acres for cows to graze.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Since they're not grazing on anything. And if they're not
then
grazing
on anything.
Then where
do you get the fur,
anything,
though? Damn it. Where do you get the fur?
They're not farting.
And killing the atmosphere, right? Where's the fur?
Would you still need the cows for the leather?
Oh, I like leather. You're right. I do like leather.
And what do they make footballs out of? That's not actually pig skin,
no,
is it?
No.
And they're doing great things with pleather these days. You can't even tell the difference.
Yeah, I kind of like leather.
Now, like,
what's pig skin feel like, Puss, when you're trying to grab it? I want to know that. You work on a farm, right?
Or
you,
of course.
Puss does look good in a pair of pleather pants, so.
And boots.
And the boots.
And boots.
Yeah. And the knee-high boots.
Boots are a little iffy. Boots are a rolled ankle waiting to happen.
This is the future. I mean, not in our lifetime. Eventually, all food's going to be made genetically, probably. I mean, at least that kind of food.
Lab-grown.
Yep. And if they make it cheaper than actual steak to raise steak.
Which eventually they will. They'll figure it out.
You know, you can't stay in the past.
No. I like to.
I know.
I'm old-fashioned.
I want to.
Okay, not that old-fashioned, but kind of. Mm-hmm. At Elite Daily.
Cowhide. That's the information I'm getting. I looked it up.
Cowhide for what?
Footballs.
Oh, okay.
Typically made from cowhide or vulcanized rubber, but I don't think the good ones. They're not making the Duke out of vulcanized rubber.
No.
Very good.
No, we could all just go full Nerf.
The vulcanized rubber, those are the tiny ones that Andrew Luck throws.
Right. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, just give everybody in the NFL those ones that whistle.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool. Throw that ball 800 yards.
Dart feathers on the back.
Some of those guys could throw it out of the stadium.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mahomes really would throw it out of the stadium.
With their arms,
not
right?
Not Mahomes.
I don't know if I'm just
go out the parking lot
this,
C and run a post.
But I seem to remember one of those Nerf commercials. It was one. It was one with a tail. Mm-hmm. And I think it screamed after that. And I think Elway.
Did he throw one for a bit?
Endorsed it and threw it like, I don't know, 300 yards. Pitched it clear.
Go long.
We're here with John Elway on a short par four.
Go long.
Right.
You can't see the quarterback, but eventually the ball comes your way.
At Elite Daily, Jen Scalia had an article about...
So I saw a restaurant in town quickly about... you mentioned beef. I'm sorry, Craig. But the sign said it was an area of town. I was heading down to their party last night. So head in the middle of the city. And I looked over, and it's a bison place. It said bison burgers, half the calories.
Mm-hmm.
And then below it said, you know, for people that... And regular burgers. Because I know there are people walking in there saying, I ain't...
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Yeah. Did you see it, the sign?
There's a bison burger place near me.
Yeah, well, it is near you, because I know, I figure that's the area.
Assuming
you live.
We kind of know where you live.
I kind of do, and that's right where it was. Yeah, right below it says, plus hamburgers.
I haven't seen that
part. Right, right. Because you know they're hardcore. Bison burgers are great.
I live close.
In fact, Omaha Tap House brings them in for us.
Yes, they do. They're very good at the tap house.
They taste pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And they're better for you.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Less fat.
But you know, people walk in there. I ain't dumb old fat. Give me the full fat.
Well, old fashioned would be bison, though.
Thank you. It would be.
It would be.
Yeah.
Because usually, in North Dakota, where you grow up, after you kill your first bison,
yep.
you have to eat the liver.
Good for you.
Mm.
You were a wild man.
Or
the heart.
Do you have to eat it right away?
Yes.
Still bleeding?
Yep, you cut it out of it and
the still bleeding liver.
Then you take a bite out of it.
Or heart. Probably the heart, isn't it?
What do you do when you bust your first sheep there on the farm there, Puss?
Yeah.
When you bust it.
You know.
When you're busting the mutton there.
Yeah, after your first mutton busting, what do you do to that sheep? Tell us later.
And I saw Zimmern do that on one of his shows, only it was cow placenta.
Oh, fell to the floor?
Right, yeah. Right there in the field.
Oh,
and he just reached down with his knife and sliced off it. And,
yeah.
I thought he was talking about the Vikings coach. I thought you said Zimmer.
No.
Zimmer, you gotta take the helmet off, Todd.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Take the Helga helmet off.
Take it off.
You hear what you want
to
hear.
That's what he does to motivate his players.
Eat cow placenta right there.
It worked at the beginning of the season. Now they're just starting to get sick of seeing it.
Exactly.
I think that's a Native American tradition. At least if what I see on Dances with Wolves is true.
Yeah. Wolves.
Woofs. After Lieutenant Dunbar kills his first buffalo, they make him eat something. I don't know if it's liver or the heart.
Probably.
Well,
the heart.
They also see Thomas Howell drink some blood in the Dawn movie. What's it called?
The Outsiders?
No.
You know, Soul Man.
No.
Taps?
When you have your first black chick, you drink the blood. Yeah, that's Soul Man. No. right out of Ray Dong Chong. That was the scene. No. Come on, help me out, man. I'm watching it all the time now. The 1984, the original movie. They remade it recently, which is worthless.
Red Dawn?
Red Dawn, yeah. Remember they kill that deer and he drinks blood. They make him drink blood. Yeah, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Yes,
of course,
then
he becomes a crazy man.
Do they blame the blood?
Yeah, yeah. But no, it's not Soul Man. He did not drink blood in Soul Man.
They did that on it was one of the last episodes of Anthony Bourdain's show. He was in Africa somewhere with W. Kamau Bell.
Yeah.
From that United Shades.
Yeah.
And they didn't kill the cow, but they pierced its jugular and drained some of the blood.
Oh yeah.
And then it was, and you could tell he's like, oh, they're gonna pass this around to me. And you know, Bourdain, that's old hat for him at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
But W. Kamau Bell, he's like, okay. And he just damn near passed out right on camera.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Well, still warm. No one else around here ever grew up in knee deep in
cow blood?
In rural America.
No.
But there were always rumors. These rumors would surface once every 10 years or so that they found some cows in some farmer's field and all the blood was drained out of them.
Yeah, y'all, you hear that. Yeah.
So,
that was vampire people living near there.
It was obviously vampire people's satanic cult or UFO guys.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard that rumor much anymore. So apparently nobody's found any cows with all the blood sucked out of them.
I remember
lately.
Those stories, yeah.
But you remember those urban legends
floating around?
Okay.
Happened outside my town a couple
times.
That
was nationwide. Did you actually see it? Because I never actually saw it.
No,
I never saw a bloodless cow.
No. I would just hear about it.
No.
And then when you'd ask them.
How do you suck the blood out of a sheep, Puss, when on the farm there?
No sheep, no farm.
From the backside.
Let me count the ways.
That's what I heard, at least. Yeah.
There's any number of ways to suck the blood out of a sheep.
Yeah.
Whatever you're into.
Whether it's a one-night stand, booty call, or friends with benefits, is it possible to have a sexual relationship with someone without feelings?
I don't think so. I think one of the other ones wants more. If it's a continuous one-night stand, there's no feelings most of the time for either side. And maybe a booty call that happens once or twice, maybe no feelings. But if it's continuous friends with benefits, somebody has some feelings.
I believe if that's exactly
if it's a continuous friendship benefit.
What the author of this piece concluded.
Did he really?
Not good. Quite.
Oh, really?
Close.
The one night stand is obviously the easiest.
You might not even see the person again. The old days, you never did.
You might not
because there wasn't social media in the old days. You had one night stands with people. We all did, where you never saw that person ever again.
You might not
even the same bars or nothing.
You might not even know their name.
No names.
You might not exchange phone numbers.
Nothing.
Anything like that.
Nothing.
Tyler doesn't remember names of people he sees every day.
Pretty much.
Right. You just bang each other in some cheap hotel or in
just
the car
somebody wherever you went to their place.
Yeah.
And you walked to your car in the middle of the morning and drove away and had no idea where the hell you were.
Never saw her again.
God.
Nice trailer.
And she was grateful.
Trailers.
Oh, yeah.
Farmhouses.
You never saw her again.
Yeah.
Yeah, she benefited greatly from that.
She didn't care.
Jen Scalia at Elite Daily writes about these things, about one-night stands. She says this is probably the easiest on the heart and mind. However, you apparently worry about the physical risks later. 1 in 6 people infected with an STD. She says, how are you going to feel the next day? Thoughts are bound to pop up in your mind like, how often has this person done this before? Are they on birth control? Have they been tested?
See,
these things aren't going through your mind during the act, but you have to deal with your emotions
and
what you've done later on, she says.
The woman is probably thinking more of that.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't had one-night stands in 30 years, so I don't even know. Back then, you didn't think of any of that stuff.
No.
One-night stands on both sides were just basically you just had sex last night.
You really didn't.
And you moved on with your life. But it was also a different time. Although the AIDS was kicking in the early mid-80s, it was still predominantly, you thought of it as a gay thing, even though we found out that was wrong. People didn't think about it. Now, past 20 years, of course, this is probably totally true. You know,
right. It's true because they should have been thinking about it then,
but
we've heard
did.
About it since.
Nobody did.
We've heard about it since, and now people are worrying about it more.
Right.
Remember being ashamed of what a whore you were?
Nope.
No.
All right, neither do I.
Nope. 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 I was,
no,
and nope.
That didn't happen.
Nope, and I was. Nope.
Maybe it was just because I was drinking too much, but I don't remember.
Well, right. I was definitely drinking a lot going to other stuff.
If that STD popped up, you just dealt with it.
Booty calls, she says, you know, no planning, no kissing, no cuddling, no sleeping over, no cute phone calls or texts afterwards.
Nobody's kissing in a booty call. This is a hooker situation. I guarantee you people are still kissing in a booty call.
There might be some people that have that rule.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she would. It seemed pretty well researched.
She said the benefits of the booty call are pretty straightforward. You get sex with someone you know and trust. You know the sex is going to be good. Each of you fulfills the other's sexual needs. There's nothing more to say about it. You go your separate ways. However,
you limit the number of fingers.
That's Puss's role.
There's always that role.
Yeah.
However, Jen says
no kissing, two fingers.
That most of the time, your booty call is waiting for you to come around and fall madly in love with them.
There you go.
If the sex is good enough, your booty call is going to hold on to the possibility of winning you over at some point.
Yeah, emotions would probably take over quicker in a booty call situation than a one-night stand.
So make sure that you don't overstep your boundaries by doing boyfriend-girlfriend things, going on frequent dates or texting and talking on the phone too much.
Just smash and get it out, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Smash and leave.
That's
exactly
what the booty call is.
In the morning.
And then friends with benefits is another scenario.
I don't know that I've ever had.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I guess I did.
There was somebody that would show up in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Every once in a while.
It was Craig.
I'm no less of a friend, and that was no less of a benefit.
I know, but I don't know why he didn't want to just say it.
We were partying pretty hard back in those days.
And the friends with benefits thing we can get into.
And I was living vicariously through you.
Well, just ask Craig.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what we had pagers then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had pagers then, yeah.
Nice.
That was nice. Remember having pagers that weren't for drug use? Some were, obviously.
I didn't know that they were for anything else.
They were for booty. They were for those. The pages were friends with benefits. That's right.
Yeah.
I remember showing Todd. Yeah, I got a page. I'm leaving.
Ooh, gotta go.
Oh, good memories. Thanks, Todd.
Right. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dreaming of starting your own podcast? Make it a reality with the Movo Pod Kit. the podcast bundle designed for aspiring podcasters ready to share their voice with the world. The PodKit is equipped with everything you'll need to sound like a pro while being backed by a one-year warranty with a U.S.-based support team. Start your podcasting journey today with the Movo PodKit and let the world hear your story. Movo, creators wanted.